It's my honor to introduce Dr. Lee, and one of our the presenter for today, and he's a composer.
Always.
I'm not well prepared for the introduction, so here we go.
The theme of today's lecture will be deconstruction and rebuilding of cultural heritage through music. Our lectures will discuss these topics today because I am the first lecturer. So I'm going to give you very general information as an introduction. So I'll be discussing the difference between Western classical music and Korean traditional music. Although this is not an easy topic to explain in a short period of time, I'll do my best to explain the most important differences. This is a very easy topic. In Western music, the three basic elements that form music, maybe you know, are melody, and rhythm, and harmony. What is a melody? Somebody? What is a melody? Nobody. According to the dictionary, melody is defined as a sequence of single notes that are musically satisfying. Do you understand? Yeah? It is more difficult than you might think. So, to explain easily, melody is just a song. Just a song. Maybe you know some song. I can sing. For example, this one, la 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 la. This is a melody. Melody is just a song that does not have any sort of accompaniment. Just a song. In Western music, melody is mostly composed with a seven-note scale. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. The last C is the same with the first do, so it doesn't count. There are two kinds of seven-note scale, major and minor. As you know, major scale is do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. Minor scale is la, si, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la. Yeah. We have 12 major scale and 12 minor scales. So we have the 24 scales. In C major scale, C is the turning note. This means C is the most important note in C major. This thing means that in C major scale, music starts from C and returns to C. Yeah, you understand? Yeah. Start from C, return to C. In A minor scale, the same applies. Music starts from A and return to A. Yeah. There is no exception. Let's look at this melody. This is from Beethoven 9th Symphony. This is G major. So, this music, had to start from G. Although the melody is written in G major, it starts from not G, B. But we don't have to worry about this thing. The melody is supported by harmony. The first is a G major chord, consisting of G, B, D. So, B and D belong to G. The music can begin from B and D instead of from G. Let's look at this melody. The melody moves stepwise in a scale. So the music goes in linear progression. It's almost like a baseball game. It must start at home and return home through first base and second base. There is always one home, like there is one sun in the sky. This is a very important rule in Western music, probably influenced by monism. Anyway, please remember the word return. Return. Return is a very important musical characteristic of Western melody. the search from G and from G return. Yeah. Now, what is rhythm? Rhythm is a regular repeating pattern of sound. Can I have music? Yeah. This is very. I think you like this music. We can listen to pampara pira pira, pampara pira pira. This is rhythm. Yeah. This pattern of rhythm is repeated again and again. It never stops through whole music. In Western music, rhythm is like the heart of a person. Yeah. Yeah. It should never stop while music is running. Yeah. This is your rhythm. Yeah, here, please remember one more word, repeat. Yeah, repeat is most important characteristic of Western music. And now, what is harmony? Harmony is the simultaneous sounding of two or more different notes. I think you know chord, the C major chord, A minor chord, and so on. C major chord composed with C, E, G, Do, Mi, Sol. These three notes are played together to form a harmony. Oh, why harmony is required in Western music? This is because they can sound better or with the sound of each other. They help each other. Please remember the word together. Yeah? Melody, rhythm, and harmony are the three most important elements comprising Western music. And remember, return, repeat, and together. Now I'm talking about Korean music. In Korean music, the three basic elements are melody, rhythm, not harmony. Instead of harmony, we have shigimse. Yeah. The melody and rhythm are also important elements of Korean music, but there is no harmony. So I want to talk about first melody. The melody in Korean music is composed with a 5, 4, 3 notes scale. Pyeongchae is very similar to the Western major scale. And it consists of 5 notes. Hwang, Tae, Jung, Im, Nam.
Yeah. This is just a neighboring tone. Mu is a neighboring tone. Yeah.
On the other side, the Gaemyeongchae is similar to the Western minor scale. It is a bit more complicated than Pyeongchae. It has three scale variations, 3 note scale, 4 note scale, and 5 note scale. The pentatonic scale is a 5 note scale. It's often used in Western music too. I think the pentatonic scale you see in Western music are not the real true pentatonic scale. This music is Osujana, composed by Forsters. You know this song? it's composed using a pentatonic scale. However, this piece is in G major and supported by the harmony. Yeah. The F sharp and C missing from the melody are concealed with the harmonic structure. The melody looks like a pentatonic scale, but it's not real. It's not real true. Yeah. The melody exists within the listener's perception as a tune in G major. You understand this meaning? Yeah, listener follow the two major scale when listen to this music. Because Korean music use a scale with 5-4-3 notes, yeah? The interval between each note sound very wide. When we listen to Korean music, we get a sense of distance and space. This is Shijo-chan, like a lead in Western music. This is the Korean traditional music. Yeah? This music, we get a sense of distance and the space. Like this one, yeah. Because Korean music uses scale within 5-4-3 notes scale. But, however, there is another reason for this feeling. The Korean tune, Arirang, next one, can I have next? This is Arirang, The Korean tune Arirang is built on a pentatonic scale. However, Arirang is not supported by harmony. In addition, the Korean style emphasizes notes as a sectional area. With the notes moving around toward B flat are in the B flat section. Those moving around E flat are in the E flat section. The point of emphasis in Korean style is not the motion from one note to another. It's bouncy feeling. The music jump between B flat and E flat, giving us the feeling of jumping and down, jumping up and down. Korean music doesn't return to a home in a sense of turning note, but toward note of importance. In this case, there are two. In this music, not one important note. We have two important notes. I think that it's probably been influenced by pluralism. At this point in the lecture, I have explained Western melody and Korean melody. Now my colleague and I will be giving a performance of the famous Korean piece, Arirang. I will play Arirang with oboe in the Western time, and then my friend will play the Arirang with Piri in Korean style.
one thing before I play. Korean folk song is not written music. We didn't use this kind of score based on notation. This is sung by people, and there were no composer. So people sing their own way, and they put their own lyrics, so there are a lot of different versions of Arirang.
Western music style is very linear and stable, right? But the performance style found in Korean music seems to almost be trembling and jumping. It sounds free and flexible compared to the linear sounding Western music. Now I want to tell you about the harmony. I told you there is no harmony in Korean music. Each instrument is allowed to add signature, ornamental notes to the basic melody. Basic melody is the same. Because of signature, harmony sometimes appears casually, but it isn't technically functional harmony. Look at the score. All instruments play the same melody line. So, to understand the difference between Western and Korean music, we must understand what sigimse exactly is. There are two different kinds of sigimse. The first one is an embellishment or decoration style, like this one. This is very similar to grace note and improvisation note in Western music at the score. Because they are very similar, I don't think I need to explain this in depth. The second one is vibration technique, which is similar to vibrato. This is what I want to talk about specifically. To understand sigimse, we need to know that there is a difference in how pitch is understood in Western music and traditional Korean music. This means the conception of the pitch is different. Conception of the pitch is different in Korean people and Western people. In Western music, pitch is something that cannot be changed, something that is static. For example, concert C is just concert C. Of course, we can use techniques like vibrato to shake the note.
We can use the vibrato.
Yeah.
So, make the wave, but...
Pitch maintains its general sonic state. However, musical notes can be changed in Korean music. Using very severe vibrato, even the pitch itself changes. It can raise or lower the sound, like this.
This is Korean sound. You can see? So, using vibrato, so I can show you. Korean sound. Like
그지?
So the overall shape of the sound of Korean music is very similar to that of calligraphy. You know calligraphy? Sound is very similar to Asian calligraphy. Even with one letter in calligraphy, there are various touches of brushes. One stroke of brush has an attack point, a sustained middle section, and final tail. The thickness of leather is thick in some place, thin in some place, pressed in some place, and raised in others. Like this, Korean music we can play even one note in various styles. With no vibrato, narrow vibrato, wide vibrato, raised pitch, lower pitch, and so on. The shape of a calligrapher mirrors the sound of Korean music made possible through an emphasis on sigimse. The next lecture, Paul Yun will explain more about the sigimse. Now, I will play a piece called PG4 Over Solo composed by Lee Sang Yun. He's a very famous Korean German composer who worked mainly in Germany. Although he composed for Western instruments using Western compositional technique, the characteristics of Korean traditional music are still present in his music. He composed PG4 Over Solo with a 12-tone compositional technique and also composed with a main tone technique. Main tone technique is derived from sigimse style. The PD is that. Can you show us the PD?
This is
PD. Yeah, this is PD.
Yeah.
It has 8-finger hole without any mechanical key, as you see. Thank you.
Hi. I'm very happy to be here, and thanks for coming tonight. My name is Paul Young Lee. I'm a composer, and currently works for a composer in residence for Korean Symphony Orchestra. I want to talk about my music, which I wrote 2 years ago, 2016, for the Korean Symphony Orchestra. It is called Concertino. Concertino means a short concerto, and it's usually for solo instrument or solo instruments with playing with orchestra. My music is written for piti, the Korean traditional oboe instrument, as a solo and chamber orchestra. The music was premiered in Korea last year. The piti soloist was Kami, and she happens to be here tonight. Piti is a very peculiar instrument, yet intriguing, very intriguing. It is highly expressive and has a distinctive color of sound. However, its performance range is only octave and a half, and it's very limiting. I've been told that some people here are not familiar with the music, so let me just describe what octave and a half is. Wish we had a piano here, but I'll just sing, okay? Octave and a half, okay, so. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. This is an octave, okay? So octave and a half would sound like this. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, re, mi, fa, sol. Okay, that's octave and a half. As you can hear, the performance range is very small. And most of the time, the piti can only play within this range. Okay? Just to compare, the Western oboe instrument has about 2 octaves and a half performance range. Flute has about 3 octaves. Clarinet has about 3 octaves too. Okay. Also, piti is not a very agile instrument, and chromatic notes cannot be produced easily compared to flute, clarinet, and oboe. Despite all these disadvantages, I challenged myself to compose this work just because I love the unique colorful sound of piti. My goal throughout the piece was to evoke an authentic characteristic of this Korean instrument, but in contemporary Western sound, transmitting the music to listeners of all races and cultural backgrounds. I hope to reread the sound of Western and Korean elements into unifying celebration, reflecting aspects of multicultural Korean-American heritage. In my music, I wrote the piti solo part to respect and exploit the sigeumse, which Mr. Lee talked about in his lecture. Sigeumse is basically melodic ornamentation. And it is very popular in Korean traditional music, especially in folk music. Now I want to introduce the piti player. Kamin is perhaps the most active piti player in the world today. Not only she's an expert in Korean traditional music, she's also expert in contemporary music. She has collaborated many living composers and musicians today. So please welcome Kamin. Kamin, would you please introduce the piti instrument for us, briefly?
This is the Korean traditional representative wind instrument called piti. You can see this is very small, simple bamboo. There is 7 holes in front and there is 1 hole in back. And this is reed for making sounds. And the reed is made of bamboo, also pipe also made of bamboo. The reed has to be soaked in the water before playing because it doesn't make sounds. It dried, it doesn't make sounds. And if it's wet, it opened up and it can make sound. Historically, first appearance was Goryeo Dynasty around 900 maybe 10th century, but it came from China and widely performed in Korean court music and folk music both. Because the sounds are very quite loud and mellow and very deep. So it is leading instruments mostly play melody, and other instruments follow the main melody. So piti is performed in big ensemble or solo music for like folk tradition. So it is quite main instruments in Korean music.
Now let's talk about the music.
Concertino. Gamin will first play the main theme. The theme contains several types of shigumse, and let's listen to the music first, and then we'll talk about it. Types of shigumse, but I want to focus only on two types in my lecture: vibration and bending the pitch. Vibration technique in Korean is called nong-eum, and has many different types. Gamin will demonstrate these examples. First, thin vibrato. Few faster vibrato. Few three begins with thin vibrato, then slowly becomes thick. Number four begins with thick vibrato, then slowly becomes thin. Upward vibrato. Now, downward vibrato. You hear the difference? Okay, thank you. And the bending the pitch. Two types I'm going to talk about. Bending the pitch up or scoop. It's called chusong. Okay. Bending the pitch down or fall. It's called chesong. Okay. These are the things that I've used in my main theme. So now, let's listen to the same theme again and see if you can detect or hear them, see them say better than first time. Extended PD technique and pushed the limit of performance range. Remember I talked about the PD has octave and a half? But what I did was I added another octave above. So the video you're about to see, I will show you. Okay, the PD sequence, that adding an extra octave is very highly unusual and extremely difficult to play. But she's done a great job at the performance. P.D. Shigemsae and additional complex Western techniques such as multiphonics, glissando, flute and tonguing, my music has reborn in Western contemporary music. Can you play the video, please? This is cadenza and extra octave above. I wish I could play the whole thing. It's 15 minutes long. If you are interested, please go to YouTube. Just type in my name, Paul Young Lee, and you will see in my YouTube channel. So, and if you have a question, just send me an email or something. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Ji Young Kim, and I'd like to begin by thanking Ari and the Professor So Young Min and Ms. Hyun Bo Young and Han Young Guk for making this lecture possible. And also thank all of you to come out on this Friday evening. I would like to talk about Asian Korean music heritage briefly. How ancient Koreans, Asians thought about music historically and how it affects my music and philosophy. And then we're going to listen to some excerpts from four of my music. So I'd like to start on how ancient and Korean Asians thought about music historically. There are several references on music throughout Korean history, such as Samguksagi Yakji, written in 1145, which is called the Three Kingdoms of Korea, or Goryeosa Akji, which was written in 1454, the music section from the history of Goryeo, and Samgungyosa in 1281, written in 1281, the heritage of the three states. But Akakbaebam, yes, the Akakbaebam is, which was written in 1493 by scholar Seonghyun under the King Seongjong, is the standard book on Korean music and instrument because it shows the philosophy of music and literature as well as instrument, clothes, and ceremonies. According to this book, music exudes from nature. The sound is already in nature from heaven. Music begins from emptiness and forms its shape in nature. It moves the hearts of people and transforms throughout the veins to spirit. If you feel anger, the sound feels harsh and penetrating. If you feel sad, the sound feels deflated. If you are happy, the sound feels exciting. The king has to govern many different kinds of people who each have their own sound, so the country will be united. Good music is the way to harmonize all different kinds of people. There are two roles of music in Asia. One is for a human being to have a harmonized life, and the other is to make our society harmonious. The ultimate goal of music is to cultivate one's mind. Art does not exist for its own sake, but ethical purpose. Music permeates the universe already. So I attempt to draw and shape this music by using the sensitivity of my heart and senses. In my opinion, in Western society, people have sought to overcome the limits of nature. For example, in the Bible, God told Adam to subdue nature. As a result, people develop science and technology. Music is also a result of innovation. Western great artists were always innovators to create or invent something. Throughout Western music history, composers kept trying to break the musical rules which belonged to the previous period and to make their own original voice through their music composition. However, in Asia, people see human beings as simply a part of nature's landscapes and believe that keeping in step with nature is very important. In Asia, historically, being a composer was never a real thing, real profession. Consequently, a composer having her own voice is not a nature thing in Asia. Music in Asia is understood as having an interconnectedness with the sound, the human mind, and society, according to Chinese literature called Yuezhi, Record of Music. In Asia, making a work of art is a process of discovering what's already there. So great Asian artists make good harmony helpful to society. Ironically, I found that the more I live far from my homeland, the better I understand my own culture and also enjoy the different culture I am living in now. With this aspect, I am oftentimes inspired by Korean culture and literature to write my music. Choosing instruments, register, color, timbre, and forms are deeply related to this aspect. My music shows Korean traditional music influence, such as bending the sound, the note, glissandi, many grace notes, and heterophonic aspect, and so on. You'll hear it when you listen to my music. So now I would like to share several pieces of my music to show how Korean heritage shaped and influenced my music. The first piece you are going to listen is called Longing Under the Moon. I was inspired by an ancient Korean poem called Jeong Eupsa, which was written between BC 18 to AD 663. In Korea, the gayagum, which you see in the picture, this is 12-string zither, has generally been considered to be a feminine instrument. It often appears in Korean folk tales as an expression of longing for a distant lover. The traveler also plays it in remembrance of the beauty of his homeland. In this poem, a woman is sitting alone in the moonlight, waiting for her lover to return from his journey. She looks up the moon and asks the moon to watch over her lover. She begins to play the gayagum, a Korean zither, and the moon joins in her nocturne. After their duo, silence overtakes the moon as it returns to its position in the night sky, while the woman remains and is accompanied only by her loneliness. In this piece, the violin has the moon's role, while the harp has the woman's role. We will listen to an excerpt. In the beginning of the music, the harp plays her nocturne in a very slow tempo, while the violin responds in harmonics, which is really high register, as the moon reaches down to comfort the women, the register also descends to the harp with the harp accompaniment, and the music progresses freely. So we will listen about from the beginning till like 1 minute and 15. The second piece I would like to share is called Whose Are the Other Two for soprano, alto, tenor, and choir. The Korean name is Choyong-ga. I was inspired by an ancient Korean poem again, which was written in the 9th century. The original title is The Song of Choyong. Choyong, you see the guy who's dancing, he was believed to the son of a sea dragon who married to a beautiful woman. And one night, an evil spirit transformed itself into a man and lay with his lovely wife. You see the picture? And returning home, Choyong found them lying together in his bed, and he was very upset. And if it happened in the Western country, he will react differently, but instead of getting angry, Choyong danced and sang to sublime his anger and to this poem, so that the evil spirit was very improved, impressed that the Choyong was not getting angry or anything, but he was really nice. So he promised not to violate any house bearing the image of Choyong's face on the gate. So to this day, Choyong's portrait is used by many to ward off evil spirit. We are going to listen to the little beginning of my choir piece, which has also Korean-influenced music. You will hear it. It has a lot of grace notes and also the melodies and things like that. Would you please play? This was commissioned and performed by Dale Warland Singers. The third piece I'd like to share is called Trist. It was commissioned and played by the Silk Road Ensemble, led by Yo-Yo Ma. I was inspired by poems written in circa 1591 by Jung Chul and Jinuk. Mr. Jung was a famous scholar and a writer who was in exile and living in a small village called Gangge when he wrote this poem. And Miss Chin was a kiseng, a combination of professional entertainer, performing artist, and courtesan. So his name, Jung Chul, means pure iron, while her name means Jin Ok, which means true jade. So one night, suddenly, Miss Jin interrupted Mr. Chung. She introduced herself, told Mr. Chung that she admired his literature and that she would like to share her passion for the art with him. So after she performed Gayageum, he asked her to respond a small, short poem that he had written, probably on the spot. I don't know, can you read? Maybe it's too small. Maybe I'll read it. So he wrote, "The jade, we were told jade has arrived again. Sure, I remember fake jade. But your clothes, cold surface, told me jade. Again, that was pure and real. This time, I will use a skin all hallows of such breath you will be thrusted." After this poem, she responded immediately with this poem. Iron, we were told iron had arrived again. Sure, I remember brittle pig iron. But your clothes, cold surface, told me iron. Again, that was hammered and annealed. This time I will use a furnace of earth, hallowed, of such breeze you will not withstand the fire. So we are sure that they enjoy the night. So in this piece, the cello respond Mr. Chung Yang, very masculine kind of man, kind of a character, while the Gayageum, Miss Chin, very Ing kind of character, and the oboe is the mediator. The piece is for oboe, Gayageum, with a female voice and cello. Throughout the piece, cello imitates Gayageum sound by plucking the strings bending sound, the glissandos, and also hit the body of the cello to play the jango, the jangdan, which is rhythmic pattern, Korean rhythmic pattern, but the jango, which is the two-sided cylinder drum plays usually. So later the piece, the gayagun player sings in the manner of Korean pansori, which is a traditional sound of a singing style. It may sound like a singer caught a cold or something in her throat, but actually that's the right sound. The beauty is like looking at a grandmother's hand rather than like a Miss Universe body. So the piece has uses several Korean jangdan as well. So I will play a little two excerpts. The gayagun player start to sing. Last piece I would like to share is a chamber opera called From My Mother's Mother. This was commissioned by Houston Grand Opera and performed in Houston, New York, and Washington, D.C. Here I used a Korean culture. The story is about passing down and rejection of the tradition through four generations of Korean-American women living in U.S., in the U.S. The tradition is one where Korean women post-birth are given seaweed soup prepared by their mother, which is believed to assist in their recovery. Coincidentally, the soup, the seaweed soup, is also eaten on one person's birthday. We will watch two excerpts. First one is Harmony, the grandmother, sings about the cultural heritage through the tradition. And the second one is the making the seaweed soup the grandmother and the mother is making together for their the granddaughter and the daughter's giving birth. So we'll see the first one. Can you start the... Wait. Yes. So this is the miyaku, the seaweed soup. And this is the kind of pictures taken from the performance of the opera. So this is the while making miyeokguk, and this is the first when the mother, the harmony is singing, the harmony and the mom, the omoni, and then the daughter. So we'll see. This is the video clip. Generation after generation, from my mother's mother to. the making vehicle. Actually, the harmony, the grandmother keeps talking about the kind of superstitious thing about like how to make the miyakuk, not only just make the soup, but you shouldn't cut it too short. If you do, then the life of the baby will be shortened, and a lot of stuff that she hopes to pass down all the beliefs she believes. So this is one of the thing I also wrote. So as you see, I don't know, we didn't have much time, but this short for music, I hope you kind of see what I got, what I believed and what I have tried in my music, and I hope you enjoy. Thank you.
Thank you so much. It was really interesting and very unique lectures, and I'm very impressed by the music, most of all. I don't know. We'll take some questions from the audience, but before we take this mic to you, I will ask my first question. It's obvious, three of you being an Asian American, that your music has some Asian tone, like Asian nuances to my ears, and I wonder, is it intentionally you put in your music to make it more Asian American, or is it naturally flow from your inside so it reflected on your music? I just want to know what's your intention or not intention.
My case, I came to America after I graduated from college, and I went to actually Indiana University for my master's program, and I had a culture shock because it was all around me was the cornfields. I grew up in Seoul, so it was very different. But also, musically, I realized that my American friends who grew up playing marching band, they hear music differently. They think about music differently. And as you heard today a little bit about Korean traditional music, I hear my music more linearly and also more a space or the... The beauty of the space, emptiness, that was a big part of my life and my music as well. And my friends, my American friends, they think about all the harmony and how to fill the whole, how can I say, and the space with sound. So I think then I started to realize that, to write my music, I have to know what I hear or what I have or what I know the best. And then I start to realize that, what I hear is how I grew up. And I was trained as a traditional dancer since when I was like 3, 4 until like 6th grade.
So all the Korean rhythmic pattern called Jangdan was in me, and also I learned a little bit of Kayakum. That kind of thing was also in me, and I felt really comfortable. And I thought, oh, I would like to use that kind of thing because I feel really comfortable and it feels like it's me. So I started using that very naturally. And also I went to Korea to learn more about Korean traditional music at the National Center, National Hukka Center. So it has been a journey for me, but I'm glad that actually I have it, that I feel comfortable to bring in my music.
Okay, I'll be very frank. I used to hate it. In fact, I used to despise it. Okay? I came here to the United States when I was 12. And when I was living in Korea, a lot of times with my grandmother, she would sing a church hymn song in Pansori style. Like, for example, Jesus loves me, this kind of, she would say, Jesus loves me. And I used to despise that. Why? I guess I'm mature. After I became, started going to college, and I started listening to traditional Korean music, especially the folk music. I love folk music. And I don't know what it is. I tell you, music, art is a mystery. Okay? Maybe it's in my blood. I mean, I have the Korean blood. And my name is Paul Yeon Lee. I mean, I can't hide it or disguise it, you know. I think it's in me. And now, I'm still learning, still researching, because I want it. Not because somebody's pushing me to learn this. No. I remember when I was in school, one of my teachers, Bill Walker, said, why don't you do some Korean flavor music? I said, no, why should I? I don't like this stereotype. But now, I do it because I want to. So, I don't know what it is.
I'm an oboist, Western instrument, so I didn't know about Korean music. I'm a Korean. when I studied in Grady Center for DMA course, I met Yun Isang, who is a very famous composer, Korean, German composer. So I have to study the history. I had to study the history music. At the time, I told you, the composing style, the main tones technique. Main tone technique is derived from Sigimse. Sigimse. So I had to study the Sigimse. So, and I listened to the Korean music, and I found the Korean music to be a beauty of Korean music, and then I found the Korean music is very deep in philosophical. So I want to study more about Korean music. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your honest answers. It sounds like it just naturally overflows from your inside, and I'm kind of touched by Dr. Lee's response. It's like coming out of me. Okay. So, is there any question?
That makes sense.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's, let me clarify. A question seems like to me is like, how do you build Western music with Western element of building blocks and sounds like some Asian music? That's the question, right? So how do you reconcile this gap between the building blocks and new music? There must be some kind of gap.
When I was in school in Michigan, a friend of mine, he's American, he took me to some very small Korean restaurant, and he says, oh, the owner, he goes to the same church as I, you know, so he introduced me, and he's an avid music lover, and then he came to us, because he knew that my friend was a saxophone player, but he didn't know that I was a composer,
And he says, oh, he was like very proud of it. He said, oh, I just composed the music, you know, and he's showing to his friend. And then he was telling us that he's not quite happy, not satisfied, because it doesn't feel like a Korean-ish. Doesn't have that feeling. I looked at it and said, it's 4-4. Or it could be 3-4. It's duple meter. I said, please change that to 6-8 or 9-8. Quadruple meter. Okay? And then a week later, I went to the same restaurant, and he says, you know what? I just changed the meter, and it just feels like Korean music. Korean traditional folk music is usually 6-8, 9-8. Not duple meter, not 4-4, 3-4. So rhythm itself, if you change that, it feels Korean-ish. Okay? This is very important because Chinese music, Japanese music, Korean music, one of the difference that we talk about, shigumse is very distinctive. And also the rhythm, 6-8, 9-8. Korean folk music is 6-8, 9-8. Not 3-4, 4-4. And I hate to say this, the most famous Korean arirang song, a lot of people write it 3-4. It's incorrect. I noticed that. And I was going to talk to you after. You know, it's not 3-4. It's 9-8. Okay? And I'm very furious about this. But a lot of people writing 3-4 is incorrect. Because Korean folk music is not in duple meter.
So it sounds like there is some issues. So what these people, these ladies and gentlemen, write is Western music. It's not Korean. It has some Korean and some Asian elements. However, it's very American classical music from now on, right? So because you use different blocks, you're not writing Korean music.
No.
So you are making new... You're putting in new things into this American music scenes, right? That's how I understand.
Gabi mentioned the PV was originally Chinese. I was wondering what the original name for that instrument is and if Gamen performed in China and what the reception was, if she did.
As you know, Korean is peninsula, so North Korea is directly based to China, and we have three sides, sea, and there's Japan across the sea. So actually, many of Korean culture influenced by China. But before China, most of instrument and culture and oral heritage came from Central Asia. So for example, Buddhism, Silla Dynasty Buddhism was the main religion in Silla Dynasty, and we can find out there is the same figures of sculpture in the bell in old temple. So we can assume the culture and religion came from Central Asia before coming through China. And also, Korean culture influenced Japan a lot. So actually, three countries has a lot of similar instruments.
So her question was, how it was accepted, like received in China, right?
What was the name of the Chinese instrument? Chinese has guanzu. But it is totally different instruments from Korea because all instruments and music has Koreanized, and Chinese actually original instrument and culture has disappeared. So you cannot say that it's original. You know? Okay.
So it's like a piano and a Korean, that much difference, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, culture influence each other, so you cannot say the piano came from one country or anything like that. It developed as time goes on. And
so your question is there any unique way you express emotions in music in Western and Korean traditions?
Not talking about the performance one.
Performance.
Yeah. Talking about performance?
You asked about the instrument.
Instrument performance.
Performance was different Korean instrument and Western instrument.
It's like
how
is it?
As I told you, the Korean instrument PD has earned wide vibrato, huge wide vibrato. And then the Western instrument uses the narrow vibrato. And then usually, I told you the Korean. The concept of the sound in Korean music, the sound can be changed. But Western music, sound cannot be changed. So this is very important. I think this is a very important thing.
I was just going to ask, can you elaborate on what you mean by sound can, like what the concept, the difference between the sound can be changed, sound cannot be changed in terms of Korean and Western?
You know the pitch, in Western music, C is C, and in Western music, C, Do is Do. And in Korean music, the C, it can be, in Korean music, she can be changed to C sharp or P, using the vibrato and something, you understand? Yeah, thank you. Can you tell us more?
We just talk about simile. So I wonder if you have tried incorporating anything about Han in any in performance or in your music or anything like that.
I wrote a music for to comfort for the comfort women, and the story actually I read it first when I was studying. There was a big article about comfort women in the magazine, and when I read it, I thought I really want to write something to comfort them. So, so it was also challenging for me because it's not about just getting really loud to say that this is wrong, but it's something that you really keep the anger and sadness inside, but still wanting to make the music really strong. It was a challenge, but. It was also, at that time I really used a lot of a very thick vibrato, and every instrument, even though it was performed by all Western instruments, but I request them to all play very thick vibrato, like Dongyeon, and actually it went up pretty well, and also when I worked with Yo-Yo Ma with that piece, he played cello, but he actually wanted to learn more about how to make this music more deeply have a good dialogue with the Hayagum. So he learned Ajeng. Ajeng is it looks like Hayagum, but it's played by a bow. And he also learned that piece and loved the instrument. He said. Korean music or playing that kind of music, it's like you look at the lead, but the Western music, this is lead, and you say it. But for Korean music, or even like my music, when you play it, it feels like you show it under the sun, and you see all the lines and all the details in the lead, and you want to transform the feeling that you look at the lead behind the sunbeam, and you see all the leaves in the leaves there's vines and very little wrinkles and all the stuff, very very detailed information, and you try to show it. So I think it's something like that more deep inside, maybe.
Yeah. I want to agree with you, but however, as some of
some of the audience commented, everyone thinks their culture is very unique, but my understanding of human nature is we share a lot of things. So not only Chinese, the Koreans, but Chinese and Vietnamese, they have their share of their kind of Han as well, I think. So for some of you who does not know what we are talking about, is Han is a word describing specific emotions. That's combination of sadness, ecstasy, and some kind of sorrowness and
deep scar, laceration.
Yes, scar. But I think every culture has that kind of experience.
I mean, this can be very subjective.
Right, being a Korean, I can say this. Koreans won't say this is very unique, but I know. But the whole purpose of us giving this lecture, this doctor's giving lecture today, is culture can be shared by everyone, regardless, especially music, can be shared by everyone, regardless of what language you use or what culture you grew up. So this is universal language for us, especially Americans. America is very diverse, and these days, we need the patience and tolerance for each other's different heritage and culture, especially in Trump era. So that's, we want to show to us, ourselves, and also non-Korean, non-Asian Americans that we contribute this mainstream American culture with this kind of element. And we want to be acknowledged by our being here, and also to be shared by you about our culture. So,
hi, good evening. I'm from the Philippines. I teach voice at the University of the Philippines. So, I was just wondering, I would like to direct the question to Mr. Paul. You were saying earlier that you despised the Korean music. I was wondering if you also, about that age that you despised Korean music, traditional music, if you also despise the other forms of Korean art and culture, and what happened, how did you get past it?
Well, here's the thing. When I was young, I used to hate it because it was so depressing. You know, in general, Korean traditional music is depressing.
But here's a story here. My father often visited Korea, and he would buy me CDs. And when he gave me a CD of Pansori, I listened to it right away. It took me like a year or two, and I listened to it. It just blew me away. The pain. And I started crying. Literally, I'm not joking. I cried. And you know what I did? I was taking world music at the university. And my professor, she was an African-American professor, but she's an expert scat blues singer. I said, please listen to this. He said, Paul, I don't have time for this. I know Korean music, blah, 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 blah. I said, listen to it. She wouldn't listen. She said, I'm too busy. But she took the CD. I kind of forced her to take the CD. And then 1 week passed, 2 weeks passed, 3 weeks passed. I said, okay, have you listened to it? I said, oh my God, Paul, I want to keep this CD. And she said, you know what? I don't understand, but I feel the pain. And she wouldn't give me my CD back. So again, I know some people would disagree. Music is a language. Okay? That's how I truly believe. It doesn't matter you are white, black, purple, yellow, it doesn't matter. If you know music, you listen to African American music, jazz music, or whatever, you feel it. And this professor, she wouldn't give me my CD back. And I had to beg her, please give my CD back, please. She said, I don't understand what the words. And she was asking, what this lady is saying? I don't know either. It's very similar to scatting. She says very sad. She says she doesn't know what it is, but she feels the pain too. And she starts talking about the history of blue music. How sad, how the pain. They were talking about the singing about expressing about the pain. So, to your point, I truly believe music is a language. It doesn't matter what country you're from. If you know the music and listen to other countries' music, and you understand.
I also had similar questions to you. When you insert Korean elements in your music, do you think it sells better without than without it? Or do you think you have competitive edge when you insert Korean thing, because non-Korean or like just mainstream American musicians can't have that kind of element in their music? Just honest answer.
No, I do it now. When I was younger, I used to write like Mahler, strict Western music style. But now I do like combination, both. Because I want to now. It doesn't mean it's better. It's just, I want to do this. I don't know if that answers questions. Because like, I'm the type of person that if somebody forced me, I do opposite. Okay? Like I said, my teacher said, hey, Paul, why don't you do some fusion of Korean and, you know, American music? I said, no, why should I? But now, I do it because I want to.
So, Dr. Kim, do you have an answer to that?
I don't actually worry about that anymore. I think in the beginning when I came to America to study for the first time, at that time, you know, I thought that's in me that I thought it's honest that I also use that in me to write my music. And now, it's just music. If I'm a painter, that's just one of the color in my palette. So I just use it because it's out there, but not necessarily, oh, this time I want to use this Koreanness or that Korean thing. I never actually think about that anymore. So sometimes comes, I mean, today I collected those music which has Korean things in it, but it's not all of my music. I also have other music which don't have anything to do with Korean music as well, but today because of the topic, I picked those music. So that we could share. So I think it's not a question anymore. Especially when nowadays the world is, you can listen to any kind of music, and there's no boundary anymore. Mm-hmm. Just a good music is what we want to do.
As I said before, like New York is a great city because of its diversity, and we are forming, we are kind of spearhead of American culture scene. Like Western Coast is trying to steal our role. However, still we are the spearhead of these cultural challenges and cultural adventure. So I hope, and our doctors and lecturers, I hope you learn today something and have something to think about in the future. And thank you so much for coming.